When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is beep time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone's mother into this.
Your mama in the fucking stands!
Welcome, welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. And
Christina Pachitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Oh boy, oh boy. Welcome to the program, folks. It's Behind the Jeans, back for another episode live. We are live. I love being live, folks. Gets the juices flowing, you know, gets my blood pumping. Love seeing so many people in the chat early today. Oh boy, oh boy. Remember, folks, behindthejeansshow@gmail.com. If you're unable to be in the chat live with us, whether it be a scheduling conflict for you, and or maybe you just don't want to become a member, which makes me sad. Become a member. Join us in here. Just go to the YouTube channel and sign up, become a member, and then boom, you can have access to joining us in the chat. But if you're not able to do that, behindthejeanshow@gmail.com is where you can stay in touch off hours. Join the conversation, as our boy Garth Brooks would say. And a couple things to mention. I'm going to be on the road. TheJoshPotter.com is where you can buy tickets. TheJoshPotter.com coming up here. Real quick, we are going to be in Huntsville, Alabama on April 26th and 27th. That's right, Friday, Saturday, April 26th, 27th, Huntsville, Alabama, stand up live. May 3rd, going to be in Seattle, going to be in Chicago coming up in May as well. And I'm going to be coming up in May in a lot of places. Washington, D.C., Emmaus Theater in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Tim Butterly will be with me on that one. So, go over to thejoshpotter.com and buy tickets, won't you, please? Jeez Louise. And again, the email is behindthejeansshow@gmail.com. A few contributions were sent to us for today's show through that, as a matter of fact. Let's see who we got in the chat. Oh, boy, we got Brittany. What's up, Brittany? How are you? Don't be a poor. Exactly. Don't be a poor. Sign up, become a member. And by the way, just a little thing on that topic for the record. Some of us are poor still. I'm using a washcloth from time to time here and there, if you know what I'm saying, especially post-tax season. I just found this out. There's these little things in here. They're called super chats. And if you send me a super chat, it involves a monetary number that you get to decide. I found out I get all those. So it goes to a poor right here, you know? Like I said, some of us are still a poor, and I'm only getting fatter. So get ready. Holy hell. It's coming, my friends. But thank you for joining us. Logan's here. What? I don't know. What indeed? Juno Juwanan. I always screw up how to say that, and I'm never going to get it right, but great contributor. We've played some of his stuff. Post-tax season indeed, bus. Yeah, see, in show business, you don't get money for taxes. You pay it, and it is scary. What is this? Ooh, damn, ripping. Sometimes the chat's going so quickly. Look at this. Damn, ripping on poor people. Shake my head. I am a poor person. Who I'm ripping on myself, Logan. Come on, get over it, pal. You're rich. You're in here. You're a member, for Christ's sake. I'm talking to the rich people. You're a rich person, for Christ's sake, out here. Out here, touching my camera through the fence, we got MW Comedy. Roach Lives Matter. Love it. Oh, look at this. We got a new member here. Mary Salem's been a member for 47 months, and by new member, it looks like she re-upped. So, thank goodness you're sticking around. You're going to hang out here for Behind the Jeans. Potter trying to kill Annie. That's where I was going to start the show off today. I am apologetic to Annie. I posted about us going live at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, which we do every Wednesday here on Behind the Jeans. And I posted up my promo thing. I forgot to collab. I'm sorry, Annie. Are you there?
Oh, shit. Yo, what's up, man?
I'm sorry. I also wanted to share.
Bro, dude, I'm sick of these fucking videos, man. They be asking me to do this shit way too much. I'm getting mad. I'm getting hurt. I have a headache.
I'm trying to friggin' play it here because I wanted to show everyone the video that you made.
Oh, the tech isn't working, huh?
No, it's that Instagram. You know how Instagram, they're like really want you to have it on your phone?
Oh, it's Instagram.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up the Instagram video, and I don't remember my own login for Instagram.
You see? It's not Instagram.
Cougar, send me that video
every time. He's like, "Oh, there was technical difficulties." Nah, nigga,
send me it in my email if you have it, Cougar. Send me that video. But Annie had to make a makeup video. I like these videos that we've been posting for Behind the Jeans, where we find a thing and then there was the one where you roll out of the old stretcher there. These are fun. So I told Cougar, keep finding these. I don't know who's doing it over there, Heather or Cougar, but keep finding these things. You kids are on the TikTok. The roach wants to be hip. Today I did one where I showed Tom my balls, or my dick, I guess, because it wouldn't have been my balls. It was my penis. But I promoted the show, but that was the one I didn't collab on. But you should be happy. The one you did got more appreciation than the one I did.
Yeah, well, I went through a lot to do it, so... I fucking hope so. I'd be very upset if we didn't even post that shit or something.
Here we go. I've got it now.
I said no, and they said, no, you have to. We have to post it.
You have to? Oh, my Lord. What's going on over there?
Yeah,
let's see if I can play with this. Do-do-do-do. Here we are. Let's see if this works. Oh, there it is. It's working. Let's get the audio.
Fuck, dude. Holy shit. We're going live tonight. 5 p.m. I forgot what the hell I was supposed to say. Potter didn't add us as a collaborator on the video that he posted. So social media team said we had to do another one, and we had to hit someone against the wall. Guess who lost the pick? Your boy. I have a fucking migraine because Potter can't do his goddamn... It's the easiest shit, nigga. Just, it's one setting that you gotta click, and then collaborators join. 5 p.m. You're gonna hear from me?
Here he is.
I'm a fire potter, man. I'm gonna get that.
I'm a poor. Don't do it. Let's watch the impact one more time. Let's watch the impact.
This is
that was good.
Man. I hate
that. That was good.
I hate social media. I hate Instagram.
We all hate it, Annie. We have to do it to survive.
God damn it. Fucking ads.
Oh, my Lord. Well, thank you for doing that. I apologize. Oh, by the way, there was another thing I wanted to bring up. This was funny on Two Bears. We got to hear a very sweet goal of yours, and Bert kind of jumped in and brought it up, so it got exposed to us, and I wanted to play it here.
Goals. Mm. He goes very quickly, he goes, I wanted a house in Atlanta.
We can't see it.
Because I was making a movie there. So I just thought, how do I get that house in Atlanta? I know I got to make this much money. I know how I make this much money. He goes, my goals are very simple. It's a beautiful thing in life is that if your life's a little more simple, like Tom, you can find your goals and achieve them and go,
we're gonna find
like
out
Annie
here.
Said, I want to buy a house for my mom. That's so beautiful. As opposed to someone like, I'm trying to think of a name, like Joe List, Mark Norman, or Sam Morrell, who want to be like movie stars.
I don't know if they want to be movie stars, but I get it. You want to buy a house for your mom is what we missed there. If I was talking over it, I apologize. That's very sweet. And that guy just asked Bus, he's like, is there anything Annie likes? He likes his mom. No, come on, don't start this hashtag. This isn't good for us, Nutter. Come on.
I told you.
That's not nice. That's not nice. Little Bounder. Yes, you like... Back to what we were discussing. You like your mom, though. That's great. But I thought it was interesting.
Shout out to my mom.
I thought it was interesting when Bert was like, you know, this is a small goal.
I don't know if they want it. You know what I mean? But like their goals sometimes can be way too big.
Yeah.
And then you can't focus on that goal because it's out of your reach. You can't like attain it. If you're a a regular person, and you can find small goals that are attainable, and then your life gets so much happier.
Well, yeah, I mean, what you're talking about is just having...
What did I say? Well, I fuck up. I heard them laugh.
Yeah, it's just, it's funny you're saying buying a house is a small goal. That's kind of huge to me, man.
No, it's a big goal. It's a big goal, but it's not for everyone, right?
Yeah.
But no, buying a house for your mom is a big
goal. Yeah, right? It's so funny because I think when Bert was at...
He's like, oh, wait, I'm rich, right? Wait, hold on.
When Bert was at our economic state, I think houses were pretty affordable, you know? That's just kind of a recent thing that houses have become insane. It's like, actually, you know, you can buy a shack for $500,000 now. No, I thought that was very funny. But then he was like, I get what he was trying to say, though. He was trying to say, you know, it's a focused goal.
Right. It's an attainable goal. Like, I mean, it's unfortunately unattainable for a lot of people because our country sucks. But like, it should be an attainable
based
goal
any.
For the foreseeable future.
But, well, it's a goal that you are.
Like being a movie star is kind of crazy, right?
Right, right. It's not a. It's on a, in a macro sense. It's a goal that you can focus on and can achieve if you focus on it because it's, you know, finite in that way. I get what he was trying to get with in that. I thought it was funny though. He was like, "I'll buy your mom a house." Did you feel cucked in that moment?
Cucked. Yeah, I guess that explains it, huh?
Yeah, that would be the feeling, wouldn't it?
Buy my mom a house. What the fuck? Show ass out of here, man. I'll fucking
he's trying to cuck it. your house buying for your mom.
Buy my mom a house, I'm gonna rob it immediately.
And then I'm gonna make hey, thank you, Nunya, for
so I have to buy it again.
Thank you, Nunya, for being a business. Yes, yes, yes. You have to buy it from Bert to pay mm-hmm. for it. That's mm-hmm. so funny.
It's
oh
Juno
boy, well, thank
Wan-Nun,
you.
God damn,
Juno Wan Nun. Jesus, it's because of the two J's. I don't know which J is the H in. Mexican or the J, you know what I mean? I mix up the two.
No,
I go,
know
you know, mean. I go, keep going, you know, John Nunn.
Yeah, I hear you every time. you Joe John Brun.
Oh boy. Well, I'll get it right one day. Thank you, Ennie, and I apologize. Next week, I'll make sure to collab.
Hell yeah. Hate from the studio. Peace.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And let's not get that hashtag Fire Josh going. I don't even remember what it was. If it was Fire Josh, Fire Potter, let's not have that happen ever again, please. I was under the impression Texas was cheaper than most states. Well, let's not get into state-by-state economics here, Bus. We like to talk about a bunch of things, but let's leave that for the experts. We're just saying, you know, it's hard out there for a lot of people. And that's why, again, I'll remind you about the Super Chats. They all go to me if you ever decide to grant me with one. And I'll leave it at that. Just wanted to bring it up for you once again. But something to note, we will have a guest on here in about 15 minutes or so. And she was a guest on Your Mom's House that just aired today, Airtight Abby. And she gave a great detailed explanation and proof, I would say, as to her Airtight story being ironclad, if you will. Airtight, if you will. And she gave some great detail to it, but I think there was some things that were overlooked that I would like to know, and I would like to know some things beyond her appearance on Your Mom's House, if they've changed in her world. So we're going to have her right here on this program in just a few moments, and we will play that clip in just a few moments. But also, I was on the old Not Today, Pal. I was on that bad boy, and there's a story I'll get to in a little bit. But first, I wanted to mention, because some people keep bringing it up again, because I brought it up, frankly. Technically, I'm the one who brought this up again back into the forefront. We were talking about my apartment and how it was the most regrettable piece of content I ever had. And I feel like some folks have joined us for Behind the Jeans since then, and maybe they didn't see me give a tour of my new apartment on this very program. So I thought I'd go behind the jeans.
Not that I don't live that way anymore. So I thought, what the hell?
I'll give you a tour right here on Behind the Jeans of my apartment right now. And how am I going to do that? And he's freaking out right now, probably shitting his pants. How the hell is that going to happen? But we'll do it here. Don't worry. Watch. Walk. All right, here we are. We're in the studio. You can see it here. This is the studio.
Wow, this is like Inception, folks.
And we're going to go and check out the rest of the place. Brand new apartment. Here we are. Look at this. All right, so not messy. It's the living room. It's not clean either. This is not like, I didn't like prepare for this in any shape or form. You know, we got a little mess right here. Got a little mess over here, but nothing like that you would be alarmed at and be like, Josh is, you know, in bad shape. Now you're probably wondering I'll show you the fucking kitchen. Again, my dining room table is not for dining. It's for collecting things. Not too bad. Look at the stove. Clean. Sink. Look at, I cleaned the sink though today. I cleaned the sink. I'm not gonna lie. I have to be honest with you. You know? Let's go. Now for the thing that everyone's wondering about. The bathroom. Ta-da! See, I didn't even clean it today. We've got some, you know, a little beard trimming in there. That's not that, you know, out of hand. I didn't clean the tub or anything today, so I didn't prepare for you. That's all I'm saying. But I don't live, I'm just wanting to make a point. I don't live like that all the time. Little Tosh.0 type of redemption here for me, I would like to think.
Yes, I'm going to harp on it over and over again, frankly. I was traumatized. So I want to harp on it over and over again. People are excited about Airtight Abby coming on the program. This is very exciting. I'm seeing some of your questions. I was trying to scroll here and find them because people already have questions when it comes to old Airtight Abby. Airtight Abby is the goat, says Little Bowner. Brian wants to know if she's single. Maybe we'll find that out. Ooh la la. Now, that's not getting creepy in the chat, though. Let's just put it that way. RJ says, we're going to need proof that happened. Pretty crazy story. RJ, I think if you listen to her on today's episode of Your Mom's House, you will find it to be truthful. No one can just have that, unless she's like an actress, which would, I mean, she would have to be like Meryl Streep or some shit to come up with that story and then be able to deliver details like that without skipping a beat. I believe her 100%, and I can't wait to see her on here in just a couple of moments. Airtight Abby for president, says Snap Crunch Pop TV. This person, Eric V. Eric V wants to know about the Eiffel Tower moment. We're going to get more into the nitty-gritty, and I hope that Abby doesn't mind. And if she doesn't want to talk about something, it's perfectly all right, obviously. Obviously. Potter, Inside Potter. That's right. That's what we just did there, Chad. I'm traumatized, but I want to remind you folks because every time it comes up, it's another deluge. Where is Tom? I don't know. He's probably flying in the sky someplace to go do another show. I have no idea, but we're going to get him on in the next couple of episodes. Promise you that. Oh, thank you, Brian. I appreciate it very much. Trying to get less poor over here, even though we're getting fatter. And still using washcloths to clean our butts. That's what I use it for. Love the beanie, says Marvin's Leo. Thank you. I was seeing if there was any other questions for Abby in here. But yes, we have our own questions too. But get ready. Get prepared. She's coming up here in a couple of moments. And we do have... Let's get into her story a little bit. Let's play the clip while we wait for her arrival, coming in a few moments.
So, are we ready?
Babe, we're going to talk to a living legend. I'm so scared.
Well, this is going
to
be
I've never talked to somebody that's been airtight, have you?
Let's go. Here we go.
Like a regular person, not an adult film star? Please answer, Abby.
Hello?
Hello.
And we tried it in like Missionary, and it hurt.
Let's get back.
Like, way to go,
yeah,
girl.
She was like, you know what? You're here. You're alive.
So listen, folks, I jumped ahead because I wanted to hear the intro. I thought it was funny. She was like, not an adult. We have only had some commentary one-on-one with adult film right here on this program. Episode 1 of Behind the Jeans. We dug deep into that investigation. Dug
deep. And it's one that really strikes my fancy. That's why I don't mind talking about it again. And now we get an added layer, just a regular Sally down the road, Abby, having her own airtight experience with a football team.
Yeah, no harm.
You made it back to tell the tale.
It's European football, for the record. Some call it, in this country, soccer.
But yeah. But let's walk amazing through the tale again. So what happens when a dong goes in your A and your V at the same time?
Good
so
question.
We tried anal by itself first with like the first guy that I had been talking
smart
to. And we tried it in like missionary and it hurt so bad. I was like, absolutely not. No, red flags everywhere. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So I switched to doggy, which I found out later is like, I made such a rookie mistake by starting in missionary. Apparently, doggy's where it's at.
Oh.
Not the first place my mind would go as being a convenient position to become airtight. Because missionary means, you know, obviously missionary's face to face, but that means someone's back here. You know, because you're not fitting two dicks in. There can't be double missionary. And if there can, if someone's figured out a way to do that, boy, oh boy, I'd like to see it. You know what I'm saying? You can't have two men on top doing double missionary on top of you. You got to have a guy behind you in the ass. So she was sitting on it, you see. And then someone was to missionary sex her through the top. That's what she was getting at. I wouldn't have thought that as being the first way to go. Personally, I would have thought this next position would have been my first inkling. And maybe I just I understand sexual ergonomics more than the next person. I don't know. Maybe I've just watched a couple of films or two where I noticed these things. It takes a real pro to do the old sit on and then take it in the. Yes, I agree. So that might have been tough. And I'm not shaming anybody for their decision making, obviously.
And it was way easier.
Yeah.
All the professionals and the gays say that.
Yes.
So then you could sit doggy and it made it a lot easier.
And did you do the thing where you're sitting on one guy like cowgirl and then a guy is anally in you
behind
as well?
Behind me. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a fucking.
That's huge.
Advanced move.
Yeah.
Dude.
Abby, congrats.
You know, and for being 19 without porn experience, I think I did a pretty good job.
And
amazing.
Then, did you have that and then one in your mouth also?
Yep. And one in the hand.
So one in the hand. I mean, she got airtight and then
good.
It had a bonus dong.
I know. Like, that's so hard. That's such good work.
That's so crazy.
Wow. Was Billy the hand work?
He was.
Yeah.
Hey, like, Billy, you still get a hand. I'd still be like, yeah, it's cool. I'll take some hand work.
So did you?
We did fuck for a little bit. So
yeah,
that's
nice.
He
got a little something.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I'm so obsessed with this anal stuff. So when you guys are done, were you afraid? Like, oh God, did I brown everywhere?
No. Cause like during, I kind of felt like I would have felt it.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel anything, which, you know, is risky, but. It felt good. No one was saying anything.
Nobody smelled anything.
Now I
got to
ask you
normal.
This. That's a crazy, like, if you were to meet, like, new girlfriends and you guys are all having a glass of wine and you go, I got a pretty cut. It's like
a
crazy story. I'm telling you, like, so many women would be like, oh, my God, this chick is such a savage. So did you have any more comparable stories like this since then? Like, did
yeah
you did
wow
not to that level.
Yeah,
I think that's probably the peak, but I have a few that are pretty damn close.
Like wow. What threesomes?
Well, I had a threesome with twins.
What,
conjoined or regular?
Identical but regular.
You had
identical.
A threesome with identical twins?
I did.
Wow, folks, this is awesome.
Stop.
How
and
great is that?
One of them was way better than the other one, which I thought was hilarious.
Oh, and let's talk about their dongs. Were their dongs identical as well?
They are.
One of them was like slightly bigger. The one that was better, maybe it was my own biased perception because I thought he was better, that maybe I thought he was bigger. But they're, I think,
identical.
His was a little bit bigger.
Wow.
And how did you meet the identical twins?
Tinder.
Wow.
And were they weirded out by each other?
Yeah.
No, it was their idea.
Wow. That was insane.
Another.
And let me make a statement about that, folks. Twins, they are gross. Let's face it, right? Can we talk about it finally? They all want to have sex with each other. I mean, would you want to have sex with, if I had a twin, I would hate that thing. Oh, my Lord. I wouldn't be able to look at it. I mean, I am self-loathing. You think I want two of me around? I'd actually probably be really helpful to have a twin for me. I'd hate it so much that I would actually feel good about myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, I may look like this fucking thing, but I at least I'm a better fucking guy than this fucking thing over here. You know what I'm saying? Yes, and twins. I've never heard it go the other way around for a woman, though. You know, usually that's the fantasy of a man to have two twins be like, and I don't know why. I want to watch incest occur, but it's not like these guys were probably interacting. They were probably, they had the body, but we'll ask her. We'll figure it out. Did they kiss at any point? Was there an E2 Mama Tom Bien moment with the twins? I want to find that out. At one point, did they just forget about her? She was her being there and join up and fuck themselves. I want to find that part out. And I'm not sure. Maybe we get to that part of the, this is where I like, basically I was like, I can't listen to anymore. I had too many questions running through my brain.
Their bucket list thing. They asked me and I was like,
it's their bucket list
thing. No one else is going to have a story like
this.
It's
their bucket list thing, folks. Their bucket list thing is something that they tell about a lot of girls. I'm just going to put it that way. If I was twins and this was our way of getting laid, oh my Lord, would I bandy that about left and right. Now I got to talk to these twins.
Absolutely, I will do that.
And so both at the same time, and like, so they did like vag and mouth and everything?
Yeah.
Wow, and they're looking at each other. It's like looking in a mirror. It's just like...
Basically, yeah.
Wow.
Weird for them, but not my problem.
Yeah, but then, yeah. But you...
Exactly. I love it.
Definitely not your problem. Not your problem.
But you liked one of them more. That's interesting.
Definitely.
Great.
But was
great
it? What
woman.
was the excitement having like? Because with Tom, I would love to have double the Toms.
Mm.
You know, yeah. Was there that? Like were they hot?
They were hot, yeah, and they were both studying to be neurosurgeons.
Oh
so.
Hell yeah, dude!
By the way, yeah. We just outed them. There's not that many fucking identical twins that are neurosurgeons right now. Yeah,
so funny, dude.
They're never gonna.
Congratulations,
hear
doctor and doctor. So, but you said you think one was slight.
By the way, just because I kind of don't trust these twins to not have used that line before, where they say, it's our bucket list to fuck a girl at the same time. They've done this a dozen times. I'm going to bet maybe they're not actually neurosurgeons. Maybe they are. I don't know. Maybe she saw their apartment. Maybe she saw their cars. Maybe they're loaded and they are neurosurgeons, but... I'm going to bet that's another little like thing they throw out there. Oh, BT dubs. If you weren't already into like our little bucket list tall tale as a fantasy, we're also doctors. And they were probably hot too. So good for, oh, Stangtron, I had yours up here for a long time. They snowballed each other. That you see is where I believe, if I'm not mistaken, snowball means that they take their own cum, or would it be their brother's cum? See, now this is where it gets interesting. Would the one twin take his brother's cum and then spit it into the brother's mouth so then he is getting his own cum secondhand? Or would he take his own cum and then snowball it, into his brother's mouth? These are only questions we have for the twins, unfortunately, unless she witnessed it. That would be something. But I'm going to guess that perhaps she hadn't. I just think it'd be funny if they just started like making out while they were rifling. She's like, what the hell are they doing? We'll find out. I have more questions about the twins and just the time in general. The first one, I mean, that almost made me forget all about the football team from earlier in the story. And in fact, I'm blanking. I was sitting here blanking on Billy. As a cougar, if you're around, come in and inform everyone about the Billy trauma. I forget what the detail of that is, and I don't want to rewind and search. Is he there? I brought you on.
Yes, I'm here.
Nice. There you are. I didn't know if you knew if you were on the old stage or not. Yes. Can you inform us about Billy, please, in the detail of that part of the story?
About Billy?
Yeah, she mentioned Billy and how he had to be in the hand, and there was a bit of an aw Billy moment.
Aw Billy moment. I'm not sure.
I'm putting you on the spot, I understand. I just didn't want to scroll back because I was blanking on it myself. I was like, what? Maybe because I was so... we'll ask Abby when she comes on, then I don't mind recapping it because... It was something that caught me, and I go, I don't remember Billy.
Here, we got a special guest to chime in on Billy.
Okay. Who is... We got a special guest coming to the mic, folks. Who is it?
What's up, Potter? Can you hear
it's
me?
It's Zolo, folks. Oh, my Lord. It's Zolo. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, man. Glad to be on. So, Billy, she met these African gentlemen at the club. She goes back to their place, and there's another guy there. And I think the three of them were on, like, a football or a soccer team. And Billy was just their buddy who was, like, out of shape, shorter, not that attractive. And he was like, oh, can I get in on this too? And she kind of, like, pity-fucked him a little bit.
Oh, wait. He brought her back, though, Billy?
No. Billy was the friend that was at their apartment.
So she was just already there. Okay.
She met three guys at the nightclub. They bring her back, and there's a fourth guy there.
That's important to me. That's important to me. Yeah. Okay, so Billy, I don't have as much. That's what I wanted to find out, the wrinkle in that, because if Billy was the one who found Abby out in the wild, brought Abby back, like, hey, guys, look it, I got a girl. And then they all fucked her, and Billy got the pity fuck. That would make me feel just epic heartbreak. I would, like, carry that with me. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why, but that kind of cucking makes me so sad.
Oh, yeah, that would be heartbreaking. No, that's not what happened here.
I think I have trauma attached to that because I brought back a girl to my apartment one time, and my roommate did fuck that girl, and I was like, no! I didn't watch it or anything or try to join in. I didn't know it was happening in my case, but that's what I felt bad for Billy there for a second. But now I don't feel bad for Billy because he just got some side ass. Is what happened. Billy got trickle-down ass, which is fantastic. That's every schlub's dream, is to get a little trickle-down ass from your hot friends. You know, they go out, they find ladies, and then she's like, yeah, that's what makes Abby a true goat, is that she allowed Billy some trickle-down ass at the end of the day. Billy, an unexpected assistant, that from Eric V., Pussy by association, that from Owen Hembry. Well, thank you, Zolo. I appreciate it, buddy. Anything else you want to add before we get Abby to join us in a couple of minutes here?
I don't think so, man. Take it away with her. She'll be a blast.
Excellent. I can't wait. We will talk to you later. Let's watch more of this clip while we wait for Abby to join us. Where on earth is it? There we are. Look at me. Look at me.
Slightly bigger, but like usually identical twins down to like the shapes of their fingers are exactly the same.
Right. Yeah. So it could have been my bias because one of them was better, but
Better in that his movement, like the way that he, you know,
yeah, the
touched
movement,
you.
The rhythm, yeah, the okay. The touch, the skill, all yeah, of it all was of better.
And then,
he just seemed way more experienced.
I want to ask you this, Abby.
Jeez, Abby.
What's Abby up to today?
Today.
You survived.
Today, I am semi-retired.
Okay.
From
what? Slut operations?
Being a slut.
Okay.
Okay.
I still come out of my shell once in a while for something really worth it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But most of all, I kind of just like stick to myself. I got a dog, and he's helped center me.
Are you
a lot
in pursuit of a long-term relationship?
You know, I am. I'm looking to bring my skills to a singular partner
and
let them enjoy the fruits of my labor.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I think that would be great. But it's fun that you've lived such a life. You've had so many fun experiences.
And not only that your escapades got you all the way to YMH.
Yeah.
And you share
I'm so
your
glad
story.
You shared your story. What compelled you to share your story?
You know, I love you guys so much. Aww. And I was always hoping a story of mine would come to some kind of delightful fruition to serve me one day. And I was listening to the Airtight stories and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. They might not read it. They might, but at least it'll be out there. And at least I told my story.
Well, this is an incredible story, yes. Abby. So thank you so much
for
messaging and for talking to us. We thought this was going to be a 5-minute chat. It's at 25 minutes. So thank you so much.
Riveting.
Yes. And go watch the first half of that, folks, if you haven't already, because it tells the initial tale, the whole Airtight tale. Oh, my Lord. Wonderful stuff. And I cannot wait till she joins us here. Maybe she got spooked and didn't want to come, doesn't want to come on. We're going to find out in a couple minutes here. But boy, oh boy, I'm trying to read some of your things here. Oh, this is one right here. We got a hater in Stanktron. Stanktron, this isn't nice. Ask if she will tell her future partner about how big of a whore she is. That's not nice, Stanktron, unless you're trying to say it in a nice way where you're like, you know, you could say that in non-pejorative senses. You could be like, hey, are you going to tell your future partner, like, what a incredible whore? You know what I mean? Like, that would be a different story. I can't read tone through the chat, unfortunately, so I'm going to just chalk it up to being a hater. No, she's very, this is, I can't, I mean, what a lucky man she'll find who's so skilled. I have no, I mean, if you're one of these men who care about body count, stop being gay. Grow up. Grow up. I want all the experience. Imagine just like taming a bronco in the wild and breaking it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then it doesn't want to run around in the wild anymore. It wants to, you know, carry you in Red Dead Redemption or whatever. Is that a good analogy? I don't know. We're live, folks. We're live here on Behind the Jeans. Hopefully, Abby will be joining us. She's running a little behind, but with chats like that, I don't see why she wouldn't be spooked. Come on. I mean, come on, Stanktron. You're a hater. You're a hater. Amen, says Little Bounder. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Danny Brown has, speaking of, let's, I want to keep the train moving here while we await Abby for coming on here in a second. Where is my little list? Oh, there it is. Danny Brown at Schoolboy Q on. That's what I love about Danny Brown show, is that he'll have a guest on who I wouldn't expect to see on a podcast. You know, you get the same people. I'm one of the same people here and there. You know, people see me and they're like, oh, this guy again. Come on. That's my job. I do podcasting. But some of these folks that Danny gets, musicians and people from outside of the comedy world, very awesome to see. And it's a breath of fresh air. He had Schoolboy Q on this past episode. Right. And they did a Wheel of Gilfs. This is a wheel. Oh, they got Gilfs on the wheel. I thought the whole for a second before I clicked on it, I go, is it going to be a wheel full of Gilfs? Like all Gilfs, just like, you know, I don't even know who to name. Betty Davis. You know, I don't know. You throw up there. Who's old out there these days? Betty White. I mean, there's a lot of Bettys that would be on the wheel. That's for damn sure. But they get Gilfs on the wheel, and let's watch it. This is very funny. I'm just kidding.
We'll save him for another time. We got Q. We got fucking Schoolboy Q in this motherfucker. We don't want to hear no other niggas rap. Gilfs. You already know how I feel about Gilfs, man.
Gilfs.
I love me old bitch.
Old bitch.
Yeah, man. More so than younger girls now, man.
Yeah, old bitch. Ain't nobody trying to deal with no younger girls.
Yeah, man. They retarded. They sitting around making TikToks and shit.
Yeah, like, ain't nobody got time.
Anytime, like, I see a nigga like old nigga my age, like he's dating like a young ass bitch and shit, I'm like, yeah, you a weirdo.
Nah, for sure. That's mad creepy, too.
Yeah, it's like predatory.
Like, no way you got the 22, 23-year-old girl and you like...
I like old bitches, man, because you know, young bitches, they go too hard, man. Old bitches, them bitches come quick. You fuck them 5 minutes. They happy with that shit. You ain't got to be sitting around slanging dick all night on the old bitch, man. They know they parts, man. They know how to make this shit happen. They don't be complaining. Young bitch, we want to go all night. I ain't got time for that shit no more. I'm sober. Bitch, I ain't no motherfucker. This ain't that Molly Dick. This ain't the fucking Henny Up. You know what I'm saying, bitch? You can get this 5 minutes. This ain't the Henny Up no more. Yeah, getting 5 minutes and we up out of this motherfucker.
Yeah.
All right, man.
I bet Danny hasn't come, the rubber band hasn't snapped back in the sobriety. I bet if he stays sober for long enough. Hold on a moment. There we go. I bet if he stays sober even longer, the dick will come back in ways that he's never even imagined. He'll come out the other side. He'll be back on the youngins. No time. But that's so funny. Love Danny Brown so much. Well, next up, we have the main lady herself. Oh, my Lord. The headline of the day. It is Abby. Oh, your camera's already off. Perfect. Look at that. We can just hear you now. You're on the phone like we're on Larry King. How are you? I'm good. Let me see if I can turn your volume up here for a second. No. Let's see. I'm going to pump you up. All right. How's that? All right, there we go. Thank you. How are you, Abby? Are you basking in the glow of being on your mom's house today?
You know, I totally am. It's been a surreal experience. I didn't know I was going to get the name of the episode.
That's a great, yeah, that is a high honor to get the name of the episode. That's for sure. And how has your life changed? I mean, have you had offers now? Do people know out there that are close to you that maybe that now they're coming out of the woodwork going like, well, I didn't know you were so much fun. We should hang out.
You know, I've kept it pretty quiet. I will say I have been reading through some of the comments and they have been making me laugh. There's a lot of, she has no self-esteem, but I need her number for science.
It's exciting that you gave Billy trickle down ass. That's what I was saying. I mean, that is like, that means you have like a heart of gold.
I mean, he was just there. I like to think that I'm a pretty nice person.
Because I kind of, by the end of the whole thing with, you know, the entire airtight story into the twins story, I had forgotten all about Billy and his circumstance. And there was a moment there where I thought Billy brought you back and you were going to like initially sleep with Billy and he brought you to all the good looking players. And then you fucked them instead.
No,
and I was like,
no,
that's
no.
mean. I was sad. But then I was like, oh, wait, Billy was just there and she's a real trooper. And was like, come on in, partner. Like, you didn't want to leave anyone out.
I was being a great host.
That was wonderful. Yes. No, you brought him along in. That's great. And now you were mentioning the sitting on the penis first.
Mm-hmm.
And then going into the missionary. That part I thought was wild. Who proposed that? Was that your thoughts?
That's a great question. I don't remember.
Because my thought, I wouldn't go there in terms of ergonomics. Maybe because I've watched a film or two, but I would just think it would be easier. So that's why I thought maybe in your inexperience of taking two at once that you thought maybe like, I guess I'll sit on it first.
So that was actually my first time doing any kind of like multiple guy situation. The twins was like right after.
No, of course. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah. In your first time, my instincts would have gone doggy style first. I don't know if that's just my vanilla brain thinking of anal. That's the way I would. I'm like, isn't that how you do anal? I don't know.
Oh, so you knew that. I didn't know that at the time. I didn't know that that's like the way anal was done with doggy. My first try with them was missionary and it didn't go well.
Now you say missionary, it conjures thoughts like they weren't both doing, like that's crazy if like one was, you know, like what you were sitting on top of one of them, right?
So, okay. So first it was just like regular sex with one person at a time. And then we started adding pieces to it.
Yes.
So by the time anal was like in the play, I think I had sex with four of them by that point. And we tried just anal by itself with one of the guys and didn't go so well. So that's when we changed position to doggy. And then once the anal was good there, we added the other players back in.
Nice. Now, did you rank these fellas afterwards in your brain? Like, this guy was the best, this guy. Like, once you started adding multiple, did you have guys like play their position, if you will?
I wouldn't say that I ranked them like, I mean, I definitely ahead of the game, I was like, okay, he's the cutest. He's like second. So like, this is where I want them. And like, this is what I want them to be doing. But once we kind of got in it and afterwards, I wasn't thinking about it as much. I do have like a running list of all the guys that I've slept with and like some stats about them.
Nice.
But you know,
you keep like a log.
Yeah, I keep a log.
Wild. Now I have to ask about the twin situation.
Sure.
I am so curious because I've had this theory, Abby, for so long that twins just want to fuck each other. Like every twins. They just secretly want to fuck each other. So my thinking is that these two go around telling girls, oh, it's on our bucket list, and this is their excuse. They're running this racket all the time.
But you're probably right.
But here's the question. Did you watch them make out at all during it or something?
No action between the two that I noticed. I mean, you could very well be right, but one of them was just way more awkward than the other one for me to be sure about that.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, because I am so curious about how they interacted with each other. I would hate, if I had a twin, I would hate its guts, frankly. I don't know. I wouldn't be around it ever because I'm like another one of me. That's wild. But that's crazy. I mean, and then you had a twin that you liked better because it's the more confident twin, would you say? Did you get a glimpse of their dynamic through fucking the two of them at the same time?
Definitely got a glimpse of their dynamic, yeah. I think the one was way more confident, way more experienced, and the other one was kind of just along for the ride.
And did you notice them do anything telepathically while they were
like, yeah, did they know? How would I know?
Well, I guess I guess that's true. Oh, and the other question we had here in the chat, I can't remember who posed it earlier, but did they snowball each other?
What does that mean?
Well, you see, it means when one would then spit the cum into the other one's mouth.
Oh no, that didn't happen.
Just an excuse to have more twin-on-twin interaction with one another. Did you ever think at any point, I should get them to do something? Like, what a position of power, I could make these two commit incest?
You know, I think by the transitive property, it was almost already happening.
Yeah, by the transitive property, yeah. Really, at the end of the day, it's just shades.
It wasn't that far off. You know, these are, you know, I love these stories that I have. These are not things that I would do again or recommend other people do.
No, it's life. We're just living life out here, Abby. That's all it is. And I know you mentioned that you're looking for a long-term relationship. And, you know, anybody out there who would care about this kind of, like, I would love, if I was dating somebody and we really were, like, in love, I would love to hear these stories. This would be fantastic. So make
sure
you don't hide it from your partner.
That's truly what I'm hoping. Yeah, I'm not going to hide it. I'm a very sex-positive person. I believe that everybody should explore their own body and be happy with who they are and enjoy the gifts that they were given by the universe and let your freak out, you know, let it go. But
yes,
yeah, I'm hoping my partner definitely is also understanding and like is proud of me and not ashamed
yes.
of me. You
People
know?
Are out there that would be, and I'm saying don't settle for anything less. Anybody who cares about body count is gay. That's what I say.
Amen.
All right, Abby. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bask in the glory that is being one of the best all-time guests on Your Mom's House, giving us an airtight first glimpse from the front lines.
All right. Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Okay. That was airtight. Abby, folks. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I don't even know where to go from there. I have to catch my breath. What a hell of a conversation that we had with her, digging a little bit deeper into things. Oh, my Lord. Let's see here. We have a fun... Ooh, this is fun. This is fun. Because, you know, last week we were talking about best guest, worst guest. And we had Nick Simmons on, if you don't know, last week, if you're just tuning in for the first time and you haven't checked out last week's episode. Nick Simmons came on because some people thought maybe perhaps he was one of the worst guests. And I think he redeemed himself quite a bit. And we had a great time with Nick Simmons on the show. So I thought this week we might be able to get one of the nominees for best guest. And I reached out to Johnny Pemberton. He was one of the people, and he could not come on today, but he can come on in the future. So we will have him on in the next couple of episodes, hopefully. And I also reached out to Stavros. Didn't hear back from Stavros. But this one involves Stavros. He did have an awesome appearance, obviously, on Your Mom's House. And I'm sure he'll get back to me soon. But this is an animated...
DP a blow-up doll. There's a really cool point at the end where they switch the doll. So yeah, two straight buds hanging out. Check out those blow-up dolls. Now, if you, so this is a pretty cool part in the whole
thing. Yep.
Now, if we get closer to the end, you'll see they do switch to a, I don't want to spoil it, but there is a point where they switch to a different blow up doll.
Oh, thank God, because this, they're going to pop this one.
Okay, so you see.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They're so close to each other. Oh,
so straight.
Oh, my God. Oh.
They're literally rubbing against each other.
Two straight buds, dude.
Two straight just buds.
Just two straight buds, they being a blow-up doll.
It's like you and Bert would do this together, right?
Bert and I have done this, yeah.
This is next episode of Two Bears.
God, it's been years since I've seen this, but it holds up.
There you go. That a cool cart. That was from Cartuna Radio, Cartuna Radio, one word on Instagram. Go check out that Instagram account. I thought it would show up on the old thing here, but alas, it did not. Very fun. I should have taken the fucking chat off. I'm so sorry about that. So are you mad at me now? the arm around Tom, that was good. Best on the cam, thank you. Okay, yeah, Stavi, great episode. Reached out to him, so he is a busy fella. I think he was flying today or something, so we'll get him on in the future. I promise you that. And I was on Not Today, Pal. We mentioned it a little bit when it came to the apartment situation. This one kind of like a wet blanket story after hearing all the fun that we had with Abby and all the fun stuff that Abby went through, mine a bit traumatizing by comparison. And it involves probably the tail end of the old Make Josh Come to Her, if you recall that whole era in time. This is when I decided, you know what, I don't think I should be doing this anymore for the most part. But here we go. Let's listen.
Any red flags that, like, if a girl was trying to nominate herself for the Make Josh Come?
Oh, and by the way, if you have any detailed questions about this, now's the time, because guess what? We got the guy right here. So if there's any further questions, sound off in the chat.
Party that you'd be like, no, like, were there, do you remember any huge red flags?
Yeah,
you
any
saw?
Deal breakers? Like, oh, not allowed.
There was one girl that literally came, she came to, like, I was doing shows in Chicago, and she came to the early show. And she was pretty, and I thought she came with her friends and everything. And I was like, oh, after the late show, I'm going to go to this bar. So I'll meet you there, you know? She goes, okay, cool. And then she showed up at the late show. So I don't know how. She, like, someone in the kitchen was like, hey, there was this girl hanging out in the back, and she was looking for you. So I let her in. And I'm like, you think you're doing me a favor here, dog? Like, you're just letting in women. Like, I don't know this girl at all. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And then we go to the bar. I'm talking to people who are at the show. I had some friends who were there. And she was like, why are you talking to these people?
By the way, I do appreciate that favor. I said that in a way where I was like, are you doing me a favor here? But I did actually, like, a part of me is like, I get you. Your heart was in the right place. I hold no malice.
Like, she was so bad at, like, she couldn't be in the conversation. She was so rough to talk to. It was like,
she was being possessive already.
Yeah,
get out of here.
It was also that, like, just having conversation with her, there was like a wall there. And I was like, is this person our word? You know, like, I didn't know. What we were
this
dealing
is a safe
with
space.
Her.
You can say
we're yeah, talking. I thought she was like a red heart. I'm like, am I doing a crime? But she wouldn't.
I thought that
no
would get a bigger laugh.
Like, I was like, eventually she was very blatant. And I was like, no, I don't think so. You know, like.
Blatant? What do you mean?
You're like, didn't you read
stop,
the sign?
Let's skip over the details.
This is the she, Make Josh Come Unless
started,
You're Retarded
like,
we're
tour.
Interested.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She started being like, you know, like, when am I going to make you come or whatever? And I'm like, well, I don't know if that's going to, you know, because I was repulsed by her at her attitude and her personality. She was pretty and everything. And so I like go to leave and I'm like really just saying no to this.
Sorry, I'm pausing at Stanktron. Had a question. Josh, have you ever banged an R word? Not to my knowledge, and I hope I have a clean record still for the forecoming future.
She followed me to where I was staying, which was right around the corner, and she made like a whole scene outside of the hotel, and it gave me such anxiety. I'm like, all right, come inside. And
oh my God,
I was
Rob's
like
getting hives.
That's
dude.
Yeah.
And I was starting, I was like, I can't, this girl's crazy. She's retarded. She's crazy. I don't want to do this. So I let her like go in the bed and I went and slept on the couch.
Wait, you let her into your place?
Because she was screaming out.
I'm addressing these questions. That means yes, says Albert. Come on now, Albert. That doesn't mean yes. I'm just saying not to my knowledge.
Now, I mean, also, what is your definition? Where are we drawing the line? Just a lady who keeps forgetting her locking her keys in her car? Is that one? I mean, like, what are we talking about here? So let's just relax a little bit, Albert, before we cast judgments.
Fine, I was like, kind of call her.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I blew it. I hit a button and I blew it. Hold on. Hold on. We'll get it back. I blew it, folks. Went right to Google. What a dumb button to have there.
Were there any red flags that, like, if
on the couch and she goes, and she made like a whole scene outside of the hotel, and it gave me such anxiety. I'm like, all right, come inside, come inside. And
oh my God,
I was like,
getting hives.
That's
dude.
Yeah.
And I was starting, I was like, I can't. This girl's crazy. She's retarded. She's crazy. I don't want to do this. So I let her like go in the bed, and I went and slept on the couch.
Wait. You let her into your place?
Because she was screaming outside. I was like, trying
call
to call
the cops.
Her. I was
what
trying
you,
to call her
what
an Uber.
What is wrong with you?
And then the cops come and they're like, can you explain the situation? You're like, well,
yeah. Exactly.
I can't come. So
well, not only that, like, I get, it's like, if I call the cops and there's a pretty blonde woman versus me, cops are going to be like, you're arrested, sir. You know what I'm saying?
Wouldn't that have been safer, possibly?
That's my biggest fear, for the record, is like a woman freaking out on me, and I'm such a bitch. I call the cops because I'm like, I don't want to, please. And then the cops come and they go, it's obviously him, and they arrest me. But I think that they would notice that I'm also just a giant bitch. But it is a fear of mine. If there's any fear, adults shouldn't have like fears like that. You know, maybe they're scared of sharks or something like that. I mean, that's like a little kid fear when you're scared of dinosaurs too. But like, I have a fear of that. Do you know what I mean? I don't have a fear of getting in trouble anymore. I don't really fear getting arrested, but I do have a fear of that for whatever reason. That's like my midnight run dream. You
maybe,
know?
But I didn't want to deal with all. So I was like, all right, fine, come inside. So I let her, she slept in the bed and I laid on the couch and she goes, well, aren't we going to fuck or whatever? And I was like, no, I don't really want to. And she was like, we're fucking. I came all the way here and I said, I'm cheating on my husband tonight. And you better. And so I like let her blow me. I mean, like, what? I'm only so human. I can only say no.
This is real life? This happened?
It was crazy.
The hair on my left leg is standing up.
It
Why just the left?
Like, I don't know.
And it wasn't even like good.
Like that really makes a difference. I said it. You ever listen to yourself say something? You go, oh, I didn't need to tell them that part. Anyhow, I just obviously that was a big part of Not Today. Well, people asking me about that, so I thought I'd open up the chat to it. But most of you are just judging me for being a bitch. Yeah, Stingtron is like chat MVP some days. I gotta tell you, a toothy BJ. He wrote, and this one, yeah, like that would be the matter of it. Like I should have cared about that at the end of the day. She's wife, but she is somebody's wife, Eric V. That was the part that really stuck in my craw, that it bothered me. But I mean, like, also, I didn't know how to get rid of this person without letting her, like, do what she wanted with me. And I say that like one of these, you know, like I'm not like claiming she took advantage of me in any way. I just was like, well, the easiest way through this hole is out the other side, China syndrome style. So I just did what I had to do. And again, I'm only a human man who has low self-esteem. I am going, you know, I can only say no so many times before. At some point, I would have said no. And no matter how crazy she is, I would have been like, I'm doing the right thing. I'm going to say no. And then I would have been like, why did I say, like, you know, 2 hours later, I'd be like, why didn't I just have something? You know, I would have been mad at myself for either way. So no matter what, I would have been upset. And I don't claim I came out as a victim or anything like that. I hope you weren't thinking that I was complaining about it in that way. But what a lunatic woman. That's really the moral of the story. This lady was a real crazy pants. Oh, my Lord. Screaming at the top of her lungs. Yelling at people that I'm there with, like that I know way better than her, being like, why are you talking to them? Like crazy shit like that. But boy, oh boy, when a pretty blonde girl talks to me, I am up for anything.
It is not good.
The lack of safety. The lack of trust and safety.
Yeah,
and
like, you literally have yourself in her mouth. That's very dangerous. I'm worried about your decision making. I've got to be honest, Josh.
Welcome to the club, Jamie. I mean, we got a whole internet worried about it out there.
And it was difficult to tell that story in front of Jamie, by the way. That was the first time I had met Jamie. She is like a beautiful actress, very polite, very like, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to tell this heinous story. Plus, you know, that's what I do, really. Rob, I could talk to about that shit all day long. You know what I mean? I've done podcasts with Rob. I know Rob. I can tell him fishing tails up and down, but felt weird talking to it to Jamie about it. But I got it out there and I told it like I would have told my grandmother.
I care about you and I'm not letting these decisions that you're making.
That was probably the most like dicey one. That's when it kind of was starting to go a little like, what am I doing out here? You know?
Yeah.
And I still like, I'm very like, I found
send
out
the
that
link.
Getting laid is
send the husband the link there, Cougar.
Not the hard part. It's like being intimate with a person on a daily basis is the hard part. So,
oh yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I feel like if you're trying to work towards intimacy, that whole thing set you back a little.
A little bit. I mean, you start to learn who's
thank
in
you.
It. Like, I also learned like some of these women are just trying to fuck me for the story, which is like, go ahead, fine, you know. And that I don't really mind that, but it is there is an empty feeling when they're like, peace out, like, oh well, I didn't make them come, but I gave it my best effort. Peace out, bye.
And what then, what
like,
was the batting average of these women? How many? What percentage were making?
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't come very often, but
the ones who did you get more attached to them?
Not attached, but there was a couple where I was like, God, I gotta see that girl again.
What was the difference that you could?
I don't know. Again, I really like not to be like gay about it, but it was like, you know, safety and like trust and all that kind of stuff. Like I felt like comfortable with a person, you know what I mean?
Of course.
So I think
I've never experienced that.
I'm done with that one. The trauma story is over. Now I'm getting all queefy. Blech. Terrible way to end the show, but alas, time is up, my friends. We do have one. I'll end on this. As a matter of fact, we have some things you see that are inside of a dumpster. That's what I'm gonna. I don't know why I phrase it that way. It's a dumpster dive, is what we've put it on the sheet as here. But I said it's from inside the dumpster, folks. It's just stuff that maybe your mom's house hasn't gotten to, sort of B-sides that your mom's house hasn't played or had time to play, and they just kind of stack up. So I thought we'd end with one of those. What do you say as I totally fuck up my whole thing at the very end? Look at that. I'm going to get it. I just have to see. Just look real close, Josh. Which one is it? Boom. Found it. Look at that. All right. Let's see what we got here. We'll end with a TikTok that didn't make the show. Put me here. There we go. Look at that. Mm-mm-mm. Where is it? I'm going to play it for you. Here it comes. Oh, this is not the right one. I didn't mean to pick this one. I'm sorry.
Forgive me, Father, for I have shinned. These are my top 20 worst shin injuries ever.
Favorite thing to do.
Ooh. Ooh, the scooter, the scooter, the scooter. No, not the scooter. Okay, that one sucked really bad, but the scooter. I mean, they're using the scooter a lot, and that is the most traumatizing. I could feel the scooter right there. I could feel it. Oh, the scooter. I don't care about what is it. Those would just kill me. Those things would just kill me. The scooter, though.
I dented the scooter.
Boy. And there you have it, folks. Top 20 worst shin injuries. What's your favorite shin injury? Sound off in the comments. Leave it in the chat. Email us behindthejeansshow@gmail.com. Behindthejeansshow@gmail.com. That's where you can send in anything, by the way. If there's anything you want to make for the show, if there's anything that you want to send the show, any ideas of clips that you want us to play from past your mom's house episodes when we go into the vault on occasion, send it all into behindthejeansshow@gmail.com. Maybe you'll be in the middle of the night, you'll wake up and you'll go, oh my Lord, I just thought of something, and you can send it in. You don't have to wait till we're live here every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Let's
say good so long to people in the chat here. Bike pedals still haunts me. Yes, that is really an old school one too there, Sean OB. Bike pedals just being like, oh boy, oh boy. Soccer, when I played soccer, you'd get every now and then one kick to the shin. You had the shin guards though, you know, because, but they would still get in a spike to your shins. Woof, that sucked. I have little holes all over my shins from the BMX days. That Shadow Jocker. Shadow Jocker. Look, and I read it properly. Scrolling on down here. Eric V, thank you. Have to run. Me too, Eric V. That's the whole point. Good night, sweet prince. That's from Brian. Thank you for being here, Brian. Albert, forgive me, Lord, for I have shinned. LOLOL. Later, Chomo. Later, Truble. And I thank you all for coming here. Thank you for being here live. Thank you for being a Your Mom's House member. Remember, if you're watching this on replay, you can join us. Just become a member and boom, you have access to all of the live streams. And hopefully we will see you next Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, here on Behind the Jeans.
This is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone's mother into this.
Your mama in the fucking stands!
Welcome. Welcome to Your Mom's House with Tom Segura.
Tom Segura.
And
Christina Pajitsky.
Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to Your Mom's House.
Bow, 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 bow